Our next piece is about a rising star in the world of motorcycle drag racing. Her name is Elise McKinnon, and last year, a dramatic crash almost ended her career.
I've always been pretty competitive. When I'm in a competition, it just fuels something in me that I need to beat that other person, so I need to go as fast as I can to be able to win that race. So June 26th of 2015, I went to a race in Pacific Junction, Iowa. As we're, you know, just coming up in the staging lanes, I start just thinking through my process and making sure I have all my gear on correctly, everything zipped up, Velcroed, tied on. So the tree drops, the green light comes on. I don't remember any part of the race. I just remember getting woken up again. We are not 100% sure whether it was a mechanical failure or something else. It seems that it may have been brake related. At the end of the track, there's a short sand pit, and then at the end, there's a tire wall. Really made more for cars to crash into, not people. So my back was broken completely in two pieces. You know, the bone was just broken all the way through. Thankfully, I was very blessed that I didn't have any spinal cord injury, but the lack of stability with the fact that that bone was broken all the way through was why, you know, he had the urgency to get the surgery done right away. It was called my T7, was the broken portion of my back. And then I have metal rods, they're about 5 inches long, but it runs from my T5 to T9, so it just gives support along the whole middle of my back. But they are meant to be permanent, so they'll be in there for the rest of my life. Several different physical therapist throughout the whole thing at the hospital, and then at home we had an in-home physical therapist, and then I moved on to outpatient. They would each give me, you know, okay, here's your goal of things to do, and I didn't have anything else to do all day, especially at the beginning, so that's what I was going to work on. I had a couple days here and there that I got discouraged, but there's always, okay, let's start the next day fresh. What do I need to get done today? It was a really big question, you know, something that we talked a lot about and I thought a lot about, whether or not I would race again, or even whether or not I would ride a motorcycle again. But, you know, after a lot of thought and consideration and prayer about it too, I decided, you know, I couldn't even imagine my life without doing it again, either riding a motorcycle or racing. With the accident being in June, it was 10 months later. And I knew I just needed to make a pass down the track. It didn't have to be, you know, as fast as possible, but I just needed to do it. Made the first pass, and it really went fine, and I said, oh, okay, I can still do this. So the second pass, I felt even more comfortable to get a little more aggressive with it, so just kind of stepped up from that first pass, and that's what I've been trying to do ever since, is just, you know, keep increasing my game to get faster and faster. That's something that we were able to do again early in the season for 2016. I was able to set a new personal best on one of our bikes that we own. So that was pretty exciting to not only just be back in the sport, but be competitive back in the sport.